This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, here to help you put God first in your life by taking time with God each day. Time with God. Every day I remind you that this is the most important thing in your life. And I hope that you not only are remembering that I've said that before, but that you are recognizing the truth of it in your own life. The time you spend with God reflects the value that you place on your relationship with the Lord. How much do you want that relationship to grow? How much do you want to become more sensitive to the things of God in your life? How much do you want to know what God wants to do in your life and what God wants you to do with this day? Well, spend time with Him and find out. We're talking this week about the place of prosperity in our lives. And the last couple of days, we've been looking at this parable from Matthew 24 that Jesus told about the man going on a journey who entrusted different weights of gold to different servants, a weight called a talent of gold. And he gave 5 talents of gold to the one who had the most ability. And he gave 2 talents of gold to the one who had the next most financial ability. And to the one who had the least, he gave just 1 talent of gold. And the one with 5 talents invested it, got 5 more talents. The one with 2 got 2 more. The one with just 1 was afraid, and he just hid his gold and did nothing with it. And while the first 2 were praised for what they accomplished, the last one was severely judged by his master because he had not done anything with what was left to him. You know, in Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 12, Jesus said, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous riches, who will entrust the true riches to you? And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, the things of God, who will give you that which is your own?" This is right in the middle of a passage where Jesus is teaching us to use our earthly wealth for spiritual purposes. And do you notice that he says, if you've not been faithful in the use of that which is another's? Don't forget, everything you have has been given to you by God. You may feel like you earn all your money, but in fact, God has given you your job and your income. Everything you have, you've received from God, and God expects you to use it for His purposes. You see, in the parable, that no 2 of the servants were given the same amount of money, and that can seem unfair, but actually different ones have different abilities with money, don't they? And if God has given you a greater ability to make money, He also expects you to invest more and more into His kingdom, His work, what He is doing. If you make a lot of money, you need to find out what are the things, the ministries that are bearing fruit. What are the ministries that are on the cutting edge of evangelism today? And invest your money in those things. Help God's kingdom to move forward. That will bring great joy to God and great joy to you as well. And you will be fulfilling the purpose for which God has given you that money. Learn to be faithful in the use of that which is another's. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.